From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Shaylin, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Blonde hair coming to her shoulders, brown eyes, crop top, short skirt, skin tight, she's not shy. Bet she promised you the world for one night. Am I right? Tell me, is she everything you wanted? Is she everything you need? Is she love you like I would? And bet she's giving you everything, yeah. You're such a liar, baby. Didn't think I'd find out how I saw you with her, baby. I don't have any doubt that she's why you left me through text. You're so classy. You're such a liar, baby. But I hope she makes you happy, happy, yeah. I hope she makes you happy, happy, yeah. Model, small waist, concert in Nashville. Show her off on your Insta cause you're so cool. Saw this, she'll be moving to the city you should go to. She deserves you. Yeah, she's everything you wanted, is she? Everything you need, but she loves you like I would, and then she's giving you everything, yeah. You're such a liar, baby. Didn't think I'd find out how I saw you with her, baby. I don't have any doubts that she's why you left me through text. You're so classy, you're such a liar, baby. But I hope she makes you happy. Cause it's all about the status. You just wanna be famous. Hurting people to make it, that's the game and you play it. It was always all about you. Told me that I just teased you. Thought that I had issues. They're called virtues. Yeah, she's everything you wanted. Is she everything you need? That she loves you like I wouldn't. And she's even everything, yeah. I didn't find out how I saw you with her, baby. I don't have any doubt that she's why you love me through text. You're so classy, you're such a liar, baby. But I hope she makes you happy, happy, yeah. I hope she makes you happy, happy, yeah. Blonde hair coming to her shoulders, brown eyes, cropped up, short skirt, skin tight, she's not shy. Bet she promised you the world for one night. Am I right?
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and welcome to Red Barn Radio now in our 17th broadcast season. Tonight is our 614th live concert performance. We are pleased to present a program of great live music with Shaylin. Singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist, Shaylin is a unique and pure act whose faith and desire to impact others inspires her to perform. Her sound has often been compared to Ed Sheeran and Jason Mraz. She is a refreshing young artist who strives to positively impact her listeners through her music. Please welcome Shaylin to the Red Barn stage.
Taking turns, taking chances, taking guesses like this is some kind of game. Sick of moving first, getting hurt, making messes, watching every move you make. I don't wanna look the fool, but playing hard to get, hard to get. I don't wanna lose my cool, but I'm so over it, over it. I don't wanna look the fool, but playing hard. I don't wanna lose my cool, but I'm so over it, over it. And I'm not chasing you, running after fairy tales. Guess I always knew that we were never meant to be. You made up your mind and passed it on to try. Guess I always knew that we were never meant to be. Oh, 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 oh. Of making time, wasting mind, making excuses, hoping that you'll show up. Sick of hearing lies, say it's fine when you text. I'm sorry, something came up. I don't wanna look the fool, but playing hard to get, hard to get. I don't wanna lose my cool, but I'm so over it, over.
Here is Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Thanks, Renee, and welcome, Shaylin. Very nice to meet you today. Shaylin's here with her sister, Kaya, and also their good friend, Stephen, playing the cello here, and it's wonderful to have you all on Red Barn. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, first of all, where are you here from?
I'm from Rockville, Indiana. It's a super, super small town. I just tell people I'm from Indianapolis because they know where that is.
Is it actually close enough to the city that you can really say that you're from Indianapolis?
No. No, it's like an hour and a half away.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's give a nod to your town. Is this a town that you lived in since you were a little person?
Yeah. I was born and raised in Rockville. It's such a cute town. It's very small. There are about 2,000 people. A lot of Amish. I love it. It's a farming, very rural community, and it's so cool. It's like, it's compared a lot of times to stepping back in time. I've heard a lot of people say, oh, when you come to Rockville, it's like going back in time. It's really cute.
It doesn't seem really that a lot of folks, when they talk about the Amish communities, that they really know much about them. Were you raised to sort of understand Amish people and their community and their belief systems?
Yes, absolutely. Actually, growing up, my neighbors were Amish. I say neighbors, they were at least a mile away, but they were, those were our closest neighbors, and they were Amish. And so growing up, we would go over, she and I would, when we were younger, and we would play with the neighbor kids, and they were Amish, but we did that for a little bit. Not for very long, but I remember we would go over there sometimes.
Well, that sounds kind of cool. And what did you learn as a young person playing with young Amish kids?
It's definitely very, very different the way that they believe and the way they see the world. They're very faithful people, which is really cool, very, very honest, which I think, I don't know, there's a lot of stuff about the Amish and the way they believe that I think the rest of us should, you know, take notes on, because they're really, really great people.
I never wanted to say goodbye, but I have to. I never wanted to see you lie where I had to. I never wanted to break inside, but I lost you. I never wanted to say goodbye. I never wanted to write this song, but I have to. Just wanted to. Cause I had to. In a life this way you belong, but we lost you. I never wanted to write this song. I never wanted to write this. Now I sell everything I own forever in poverty. I'd fly to heaven to you if it wasn't for gravity. I'd move a thousand mountains with nothing but my hands. If I could have another chance to see you, I never wanted to know myself, but I had to. Just wanted to forget how it never wanted to push them out, but I meant to. I never wanted to know myself. I never wanted to know myself. And I'd sell everything I own, forever in poverty. I'd fly. If I could have another chance to see you, I'm numb to the pain, numb to the voices saying that it's okay. The words are just noises, I'm frozen in time, tired of trying to smile, cause I'm a broken clock. And I've not worked for a while. I never wanted to hold his hand by your graveside. I never thought I would help circumstance. Try not to cry. It hurts so much to feel him break. As I held him, I never wanted to say goodbye. I never thought we would say goodbye. Goodbye.
So you grew up then in a rural setting.
Oh, yeah.
Why were you living so far away from the rest of humanity? What did you all do out there?
It was actually pretty cool because I was homeschooled. She's still homeschooled. But growing up in the country like we did, it was really cool because we were able to go out and learn a lot of the stuff, especially science, nature, like hands-on, because we lived right out in it. And it was just, it did make it kind of difficult because going to the grocery store, it was a huge, like, whole day event, and we had to plan and make out this organized list and drive 45 minutes into town to go to the grocery store.
You were not a kid who took regular trips to the mall.
Oh, no.
Were you connected socially, like with other kids your age?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, we were homeschooled, but we were part of this homeschool group. But a lot of the times we would go with them to field trips, and so... This is a very Indiana thing to say, but we went a lot of times. Every fall we would go to this corn maze.
Say that one more time.
We went to a corn maze.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. We did educational stuff too, but that was one thing every year that we always looked forward to, is going to the corn maze with all of our little homeschool friends.
Oh, I love it. I think that's a great memory. Seems to me like a corn maze. I've been in the corn maze two different times. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot about myself in the corn maze.
Yeah, you get lost in it.
Namely, that I have a horrible sense of direction. That's one thing I learned about myself.
You have to watch for all the signs and make sure you follow them.
Don't mean to steal all the attention. Know you're busy, but I really miss you. It's been a minute since we spoke. Are you okay? How's your day been? Tell me, how's your family? It's okay, I know the music's got you crazy. Mom asked about you and I told her you were okay. Are you? You say we talk all the time, but you're never really there when you call at midnight. Mind's off somewhere else. I miss you. Saw your Insta picture and I liked it. Don't know where you were or who you were with. I think about you all the time. Do you miss me? Since you were text, you never ready. I stopped calling when you stopped answering. I just wanted to say hey, so hey. You say we talk all the time, but you're never really there when you call. What's on your mind? It's off somewhere else. Ooh, 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 ooh. I miss you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh. I miss you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Don't mean to steal all the attention. Know you're busy, but I really miss ya. It's been a minute since we spoke. Are you okay?
In the homeschooling environment, was there a community of other kids who were homeschooled and you all did things together? That's kind of a model that I'm familiar with from my nieces and nephews, where there were many other homeschooling groups and they would get together to do athletic activities and other things. Was it similar in your setting?
For me, we didn't do very many sports, but it's different. Like for the homeschool group she's in now, they do a ton of sports. We both grew up doing this thing called co-op, which is a really weird concept to people who aren't homeschooled. It's like public school, but for homeschoolers, sort of.
Explain. Explain more, yeah.
Yeah, so you go once a week, and it's usually in a church or some sort of building that we rent out for the week. And we would go, and we'd have classes, like sit-down formal classes, which is a really weird concept for a homeschooler. But we would go and we'd have these classes and we would meet once a week for the lecture and then we'd go home and spend all of the next week doing this, you know, week's worth of homework for the classes.
Do you ever think about what kinds of things that you were missing in a bigger school environment where they have lots and lots of, you know, stuff going on and activities and music and, yeah, what did you think then?
Honestly, for me, I did think about it a couple of times, but for me, I just really loved being homeschooled. I loved the flexibility of it. I was always a very quick learner, so I would be introduced to this new, I guess, concept, and then I had it. Like, I didn't have to spend forever on it, which a lot of my public school friends have told me, oh, yeah, we spent 3 weeks on that topic, whereas I learned it in a day, and then I could move on because I didn't need to. So for me, that was a very good thing. But the one aspect of homeschooling that I didn't like, because it was different for me than it is for her now, yeah. I always wanted there to be more sports, which there weren't very many around when I was in school, but there's so many now. So it's definitely changing.
When did you discover that you were musically gifted and inclined?
Honestly, I've been singing for as long as I can remember. I know my mom says that I was singing before I could talk. I don't know how true that is. I don't remember that, but that's what my mom says. And then my mom and my grandma both worked with me for as long as I can remember, as early on as I can remember. They worked with me on piano, on singing, on hearing harmonies. And my grandma was the first one who started teaching me how to read sheet music. And I took formal lessons later on, but she's the one that really introduced me to the classical world and wanting to learn how to read and play that sort of music.
So you are thoroughly trained, you read music, and do you compose as well?
I used to a lot more than I do now. I used to really, really love it, but now I do sometimes when inspiration strikes, but I've focused more on lyric writing than classical composition.
This song's for the girl in the corner. I can see how her daddy hurt her. She keeps her head down, so you'll ignore her. The broken girl sitting in the corner. She knows how to wear her mask. She knows how to fake a She knows how to play her part. This song's for the girl with the smile. There are falters every once in a while. Makeup can't hide the bruises. The only love she's ever known is abusive. She knows how to wear her mask. She knows how to fake a She knows how to play her part and let no one see her scars. Ooh. Ooh. This song's for the lost and hurting. Who feel like the nothing. This song's for the ones who've
This song is called Tired, and for me, it's a conversational song. I don't want to say that it's a Christian song, because it's not a Christian song, but it is a conversational song. And this song was written in the form of a prayer. And it is very personal to me. It kind of highlights, you know, where I was. The beginning of the song is, I was at my very, very darkest. And then by the end of the song, I was able to come to this place of hope and peace. And it was very, very much of a song of growth for me.
Do you see these heavy weights? Do you see me trapped behind these gates? Do you see me on my knees? Do you hear me crying, Father, please? Endure my heart. Tired. Oh, my faith is dying. Teach me how to live again. Teach me how to sing. Did you see me lose my faith? Tried so hard to trust your name. Coming to you from this broken place. To find peace in the mess I made.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Shaylin, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Shaylin after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.